Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the loser Bobby Orr's. Hey.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
All right, Biscuit Babies. Can you hear that? Oh, that's a nice cold to bat. We had like, 14 of them yesterday doing the podcast, so taking it a little easy, but we still got them cracked. My man Daniel is with me today. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing well. Just enjoying some sun in the afternoon here in Seattle.
Now, you're living in Seattle, but you're an Islanders fan. What happened to you?
I'm a glutton for punishment and have a propensity for liking teams that wear blue and orange. I don't know.
So how long you been an Islanders fan?
Almost since I get into hockey. So it was we're looking close to 40 years now.
Oh, so you've seen them like actually be good.
Yeah. For that brief moment in time, they're a team to be feared. In the early 80s, the dynasty years, yeah, for sure.
Now, how is the hockey scene out there in Seattle? I know you'll hear rumors about the NHL trying to get out there. Do you think there's actually a place for it?
There's absolutely a place for it. Seattle itself proper has had a couple of they had a long history in the Pacific Coast Hockey Association back in the day, and it was kind of the WHA before there was a WHA. And then since then, since the mid-80s, we've been running the Seattle Thunderbirds, which Barzal, Esner, and a few others have gone up to the Islanders from that team. And then there's also a close rivalry with Everett, which just sits about a half an hour north of Seattle, that has another WHL team. So between the two, there's a lot of hockey fandom, and there's quite a few, I forget what the USA Hockey numbers are, but there's quite a few of adult hockey league players as well. So, and not to mention we're close to Canada, so a lot of people come down here and work when the economy goes bad up there.
I dig it, man. I wish that it would just be the Thunderbirds would just be a pro team, because that's a fucking badass mascot.
It is. I'd like to see something happen for sure in my lifetime.
I'm sure it'll happen. You'll end up with Arizona up there or something.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, buddy. 41, 29, and 12 doesn't sound that bad, but when you play in the Metro, you got to do better than that. They traded everyone away last year?
Go ahead.
What's the game plan with that, to free up some money to not pay anybody to come play with Tavares?
Or to pay Tavares. But yeah, with 134 points between, and quite frankly, a pretty good enforcer in Matty Martz and Matty Martin, Kyle Oposo, and Franz Nielsen, for their successful run in 2015.
Right.
That's 134 points that they just let go out the door. And after years of wanting them to do better, I wasn't the only Islanders fan with a WTF.
It was shocking. I mean, one after the other, you're like, oh shit, that guy too. Oh shit, now him. Like, oh man, Acaposo, like going to Buffalo. Come on.
Yeah, Yeah, it was a painful, especially after a 30-year rebuild and finally seeing a little bit of success.
Yeah.
It was surprising, to say the least.
Now, there was some bright spots. Anders Lee played well. I think I'm a big fan of Ho-Sang. I dig that he wears the number he wears in 66, and I think you'll see him playing top 1-2 line minutes before the end of the season this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude tore it up at the end of the season. But he played in 19 games, I think.
Yeah, he didn't play many, but I mean, he started to catch fire there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the youth, definitely, that they have in their system, like, it'll be interesting to see the preseason with all the guys that they have in their system, with, like, Barzal, Beauvillier was proving himself last year, but, you know, with a year under his belt, is he going to play a lot better? Probably a second-line winger or so, maybe Bailey Barzal on that second line. I think depending on how Bailey plays, you could probably be looking at Tavares, Lee, and either Eberle or Bailey, depending on how they want to juggle that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, looking at the third and fourth, Ho-Sang, possibly second, possibly third, with, like, Nelson and Ladd down in that third line, and probably Kuhlman, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck down on that fourth line.
That fourth line is pure shit.
Well, yeah, there is that. But, you know, you got to have four-line scoring. I don't know if they'll have it this year, and that's one of the big question marks, right?
Right. Now, a lot of you know, rumors around the Islanders, and, of course, Matt Duchene with a bunch of teams, but you hear the Islanders brought up a lot. That would help, you know, with that scoring problem.
Yeah, it certainly would. I don't know personally, but it seems like a little bit of the hesitation in Snow making a move for Duchene and Tavares not signing his extension when it became available.
Yeah.
Back to play into it. Tavares has always been the, you know, the Islander who wants to stay there, and he may have said, hey, let's get Duchene. That gives us a better chance. You know, he's come out multiple times and said, you know, I want to win the State Cup. Well, he ain't going to do it with that third line, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I like the guys, but it's going to be hard.
Now, besides getting another piece in there to play with Tavares, they have to get the fuck out of Barclays Center.
Hold on, you're breaking up.
No problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you breaking up still?
No, you sound good.
I lost you.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello, hello.
On my side. Yeah, they have to get the hell out of Barclays Center. It's, you know, I'm here. You there?
Yeah, we're good.
Here, hold on. All right, we back on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to answer your question, they got to get the hell out of Barclays Center, or to continue your statement, I guess, is more accurate. You know, it's got the European League look with the SUV parked on the end of it. It's so bad. The players complain about the ice. I mean, I spent a few games in the Nassau Coliseum as a fan, and man, I got to tell you, from what I've heard and seen from Barclays Center, it's prettier on the outside, but most of the folks would rather be in Nassau.
Yeah, they would have been better off. It doesn't look like an NHL stadium, and Barclays, I don't even think they want them there, you know? It's just, they have them. Because that TV is a fucking, that car is it's a mockery.
It's a total mockery, and Barclays doesn't want them there. They had signed a 25-year deal, and, you know, there's multiple reports out there that say, no, we want them out by the 2018-2019 season, so January, I think, 30th, 2018. They both have opt-out clauses.
Well, good. Go back to Long Island. Let's do it right. So, as far as the offseason, there wasn't a whole lot going on. Are you there, Daniel?
have him back in Long Island.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right, sorry about that. We're having little technical difficulties, but we'll truck through it here. Now, as far as the off season, not a whole lot has happened. So you got Prince being out now for 4 to 6 months. That hurts. And then Strom goes to Edmonton for Eberle. What do you make of that?
It's a toss-up, right? So Eberle's had some good seasons with one breakout season, but can he get back above 50 points? I don't know. Certainly he and JT have chemistry there, so, you know, that might make either a good line mate or a good power play. Given that the Islanders were 28th in the power play, they got nowhere to go but up. Yeah. So I would hope that would help that, but I'm not sure if he and JT play on the same line. Strom, I hated to see him go. He wasn't as productive last season as he was the season before, but a good kid, and I think he's quite a bit younger than Eberle, so he's probably got a few more years in him that Eberle doesn't have. So I think it could be a bit of a wash.
Yeah, I think your point of bringing up the power point, I would like to see Tavares and him out there on that at least. That's got to get them better than 28th in the league.
Yeah, they lost a ton of one-goal games, and you know, the defensive pairings certainly, and, well, we'll talk about the Tenders in a minute, but the defensive pairing in the Tenders, I mean, that's who loses one-goal games. It's not the forwards. The forwards are out there doing their job. It's giving up the puck when you shouldn't and letting it sneak into the net.
Who is their top pair?
Probably Letty Boychuk, but Boychuk had a subpar year for him.
Yeah.
You know, we hired him. He's got a cannon of a shot. Good player, skates well, all that stuff. Had the whole package, and then a little bit, you know, like my hometown baseball team, you put all the parts in one place, but doesn't always mean you're going to find success.
So, I mean, they got pieces. I like a lot of their lines. I like Brock Nelson. I mentioned Hosang. I think Lee and obviously Tavares is a fucking stud. But you get back and you get past that blue line and you get close to that net, and what the fuck is happening there?
You know, you got, like I said, Boychuk having a subpar year. Letty, when he's solid, is great, but, you know, that's not all the time. Like Calvin DeHaan, does a lot of good work back there. Seidenberg is hit or miss. Palak's hit or miss. We're going to miss Hamonic.
Yeah.
The Hammer.
Yeah.
Because loved watching that guy play. But one of the other guys who came up from the Thunderbirds is Thomas Hickey, which hopefully now that Hamonic is gone, you know, Hickey's laid down some pretty serious hits.
I was surprised to see Hamonic leave, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think it was a solid, honestly. I think it was, you know, with all the spin around him wanting to come back to Western Canada, he had a lot of family issues.
Yeah.
Wanted to be closer to him. I think he just said, you know, I'll ride out this season, but I'd like to be traded. And I think it works out better for him to be closer to family, and quite frankly, the Flames aren't looking too bad.
No, they sure as fuck aren't.
Not looking too bad at all.
They sure aren't.
Especially with the addition of Hamonic.
Yeah.
But yeah, and not to mention, dude won a humanitarian award last year.
He
sure
did.
Just a great player.
Yeah.
You hate to see those guys go. But, you know, hopefully Hickey will step up and lay some more hits on people and make them afraid to come across that blue line.
Now, we talked a little bit before the podcast here, and I thought you brought up a good point. You have to name a number one goalie.
Oh, you know, you can't have goalie by committee.
It never works.
No, it never works, and I don't know why. You know, you've now gone through two ownership groups, one GM, two coaches, and they still seem to be doing that. The Berube experiment didn't work. You can't carry three goalies. And you know, it's hockey 101. If your goalie isn't confident, pucks are going to get into the back of the net.
Yeah.
That's why you don't snipe him during practice. You know, you want to bring him into the game confident. And with this, put Grice in, he has a bad couple of days or a couple of games or maybe a month. And then put Halak in, and maybe he has a bad couple of days, so you pull him back out and put Grice in, and then last year sending Halak down to Bridgeport.
Now, I don't see how... How they treated Halak last year, especially after how well he played in the World Cup, and yeah, he was playing a little slower there, but to send him down to the AHL, I think his brain is just mush now.
Yeah, I mean, Waite seems to be a player's coach, and the players love him, and I would hope that he would have the wherewithal to name a number one goalie, whether that's Grice or Halak, and say, you're our guy, barring injury, of course, and of course you got to do trade-offs. But like a Murray-Fleury combination where you have your main guy, somebody comes in as the number two on a regular basis. Halak had a stellar year, played really well at the World Cup, and why they sent him down to the AHL and kept Berube up, I wish I could tell you.
Yeah,
but I've not been able to reconcile that in my head.
It made no sense whatsoever. And like you said, if your goalie doesn't have confidence, he's not going to stop a puck to save his life. It's just not going to happen. And I've been reading a lot about this Soderstrom kid, but we're not going to see him, I wouldn't think, much, if at all, this year. But he seems to be exciting the people there in New York for the future and the seasons to come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of discussion about Soderstrom and the kid from Latvia that we picked up from Tampa Bay, whose name I'm not going to try to butcher.
Is that the kid that's staying in the KHL?
Yeah, I do believe.
Yeah,
but if he gets more minutes for Soderstrom, you know, that's building for the future. But the attendees are a right now kind of fix that the Islanders need to figure out.
And I think that's gonna be a focal point of this season for them. It's gonna be trying to get somebody Tavares, and then what the hell's happening in the net? And I ultimately don't see them doing much of squat this year, to be honest. Like I had said, they were 41-29-12. Do you think they beat that mark this coming season?
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, you know, it was the same record that the Preds had, exactly. And I think that they can beat the mark as long as people stay healthy. You know, they like playing for weight. I think that, you know, they had a shitty first part of last season because I'm not one to blame the coach, but I think when you have that dramatic a turnaround, there was a problem in the locker room.
Right.
So I think that they do beat that mark, but like you said at the beginning, you know, you've got Pittsburgh, Washington, the Rangers, the Blue Jackets, you have all these lined up, and that's kind of the Blue Jackets and the Islanders kind of trade off that spot, but pretty much barring injuries, Pittsburgh, Washington, Rangers, Blue Jackets, one of those is going to come in the top three,
mm-hmm.
And the Islanders are always on that wild card bump. They could finish anywhere between the wild card and seventh. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to tell unless they figure out the goaltending situation, and quite frankly, they haven't signed Tavares yet. So
yeah.
How big of an issue does that become further on into the season where he still hasn't signed and still hasn't signed, and you end up in a Stamkosy situation later on where you may just be getting rid of him at a deadline, and that ain't what they need to do. He's your franchise player. They got to sign him, you know, especially with Johansson getting $10 million.
Yeah, they got to pay him. They got to pay him.
They got to pay up that he's not worth $10 million to not play anymore.
No, yeah, they got to pay him. So I don't see them making, like you said, the top one, two, or three in the Metro. Do you predict them to get a wild card? And I think the Hurricanes are something to watch out for this year, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's really hard, right? I've spent a lifetime as an Islanders fan. I think JT wait. All these guys really want to see him succeed. If they get in, I would say it'd be the wild card. Anything above that would be miraculous. And as an Islanders fan, I'd be celebrating. But as, you know, discussing this analytically, they may not make it. And I'm sad to say it, but that could be the truth.
So as an
I hope I eat those words.
Right. Well, so as an Islanders fan, you're shooting for a wild card, and you know that's the playoffs. And after that, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah, absolutely. The Preds proved that last year. You know, right. They sneak in, and like I said, they had the same record as the Islanders. Who's to say what could have happened? But if you're in the Metro, you got to crack that 100 mark.
Yep, you got to come with it. Yep.
Or you're going to be sitting home.
Who's going to be your three stars for the season, Daniel?
You mean aside from Tavares?
Yeah, we'll take Tavares. Tavares off the list because obviously he's getting one. Who are your other three besides Tavares?
I think Beauvillier is going to surprise people. I think Hosang, I actually should transpose it to. I think Hosang and Beauvillier as youth are going to surprise people. Definitely Hosang. And then we'll see what Eberle does. I've got high hopes for Eberle.
Okay, man. I dig it, dude. And I've got high hopes for Hosang. I like watching him play. He's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Me too.
Hell yeah, man. Daniel, tell him where to find you on Twitter, bud.
I'm on Twitter at Sounder to the Core. And my handle is Waiting for October. I'm also on LWOS_NY Isles. Either one of those I can be reached at. The Last Word on Sports, I cover the Islanders on their side as well. So if you want to hit me up, hit me up. Badmouth the Islanders, talk well about the Islanders, love talking about hockey. So
yeah, and your Twitter account's great, man, and I'll definitely look into your writing on the Last Word on sports too. So I'm excited about that. Daniel, thanks a lot, my man. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me, and maybe we'll talk in the future.
Oh, we definitely will, dude. You can bet your sweet ass on that.
Alrighty.
Bye, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Biscuit Babies. That was Daniel. Twitter name at Sounder to the Core. Make sure to check him out. He writes for The Last Word on Sports for the Isles, and he's a lot of fun on Twitter. Thanks for listening. No reads for this one. I'm not doing it. I love you guys. Freedom, hockey, the basket.